This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts lawmakers are considering measures to give police more authority to confiscate guns from residents. Under two bills up for debate, police could take guns away from people who are believed to be an extreme risk of suicide or of violence to others. Some gun rights activists say that would end up unfairly labeling people who are mentally ill. Five states already have such laws. We spoke today with Representative David Linsky of Natick, who is sponsoring one of the bills, and Jim Wallace, executive director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. Representative Linsky says under the law that he's proposing, a doctor, a police officer, or a family member of a gun owner could seek an extreme risk protective order and sometimes get it within minutes.
A judge would review the evidence and the application, and a judge could issue an order for up to 10 days, and the police department would go to that person and seize all of that person's firearms. And then within 10 days, the person would get a full hearing where he can present evidence if he wants to. He can challenge evidence if he wants to. It's a full hearing. The district court judge would decide whether or not that order should stay in effect for up to 1 year.
It could be a preventative order to stop a tragedy from taking place. It also sounds like it's ripe for abuse or potential abuse. If someone in a household, say, you know, someone who's had a bad relationship with a person who possesses guns, wants some kind of retribution or doesn't really have to prove anything if they want a gun taken away right away.
That's why we built in these due process protections, and that's why you have to go to a judge, where a judge is going to make a determination, number one, as to the credibility of the witness, whether or not that witness has any reason to tell the truth or something less than the truth. But the idea here is in situations of potential suicide, the person who commits or attempts suicide generally tells somebody in some fashion. When someone attempts to commit suicide via firearm, they complete the act of suicide over 90% of the time. This is a way to get the firearms out of the house. We also find that in the states that have already done this, most of the time the people who are the subjects of this order go out and get the mental health treatment that they so desperately need. You know, if you look at what happened in the Parkland, Florida shooting, we know that the local law enforcement went to his house numerous times, but they couldn't do anything, quite frankly. Florida doesn't have this law where they could have taken Nicholas Cruz's guns away.
In Massachusetts, though, the police chief does have a right to rescind a person's permit to own a gun and could potentially take away the gun as well, right?
No, that's not exactly right. You see, a police chief does, in fact, have the right to suspend or take away a person's gun permit in Massachusetts. However, that doesn't give the police the right to seize the guns that that person already has. In order to do that, they have to then apply for a search warrant to enter the home in order to get whatever guns the person has. What happens in that type of situation is you have created a very volatile situation. The person knows that the police have suspended his gun permit. They have certainly increased the tension level, and the person still has his guns.
What about the idea that once someone is labeled an extreme risk, he or she will never get their guns back because no police chief in the state would issue that person a permit again?
I don't think that's true, quite frankly. I think that if the person goes out and gets the mental health treatment that they need and that they show that they're a suitable person to own guns, that's the standard in Massachusetts, suitability. The police chiefs will, in fact, take the facts under account, and if they're a suitable person, they'll issue it. In addition to that, you always have a right to appeal a denial of an application for a license to carry or an FID card in Massachusetts to the district court. In addition to that, if you're the subject of an extreme risk protective order, anytime while that order is in effect, if you feel that you are in fact out of danger or that you should in fact have your guns, you can file a motion before the court to end the order early.
That's Representative David Linsky of Natick. Jim Wallace is the executive director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. Jim Wallace, you're at the Statehouse today as well. You're lobbying against the Extreme Risk Protective Order bill. Why?
When we look at this bill, one of the things that has always meant a lot to me is the mental health issue. Enter this bill, and what it does is supposedly seek people who have mental health issues and take away their guns. Now, we don't want anybody, for you know, anybody that's dangerous to have access to guns or anything else for that matter. But the manner in which it treats people with mental health is very cruel and actually dangerous, because it treats people who can get through a temporary crisis with some counseling, a good support system, and some love and care the same way as it treats identifying the next sociopath. People, once they go down that road, that's going to exacerbate the situation. You've taken somebody with a temporary problem, dragged them through a court process, embarrassed them, and identified them as somebody who's extremely dangerous.
Those who are, in the case of this bill, invited to let public safety officials know about somebody who might be at risk to themselves or to somebody else are doing so because there is supposedly some kind of clear and present danger at that moment. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if anybody who has a mental health problem and owns a gun at the same time would be at risk of having it taken away from them simply because they have a mental health problem and a gun. So they have to show some kind of immediate danger. What's wrong in that case if they do of at least temporarily taking away the gun?
Because they're ignoring the underlying problem.
No, well, it doesn't mean they are. Why is it one or the other? Why is it not just taking away the problem so they couldn't hurt themselves or somebody else?
Well, you're not taking away their means to hurt themselves or somebody else. You're simply taking away their lawful gun. And we know for a fact that if you just do that and you don't monitor people or give them help or a good support system, chances are they are going to hurt themselves or others in different ways.
Well, why can't why couldn't somebody do both? Well, it's not really an empty promise. I mean, for 10 days, I mean, that's when a hearing would take place as to whether somebody would get their gun back. If it's a 10-day cooling off period, a 10-day evaluation period, something happens in the meantime, is it not worth it for that person as well to be able to cool off and figure out if they're stable enough to be able to have their gun?
Sure, but we can do that already. If you call a local police chief and you say, hey, listen, I just talked to my uncle. He lives in your town. He's really not sounding right. Can you guys do a wellness visit? They can go to the house. If the officer feels that there's really something wrong, the chief can revoke or suspend the license on the spot and get the guns.
What we heard Representative Linsky tell us is that police would come to take away a permit and then ask for a search warrant. That's going to take a lot longer. In the meantime, there could be something very dangerous that happens.
No, I actually just talked to a police chief before I came up here, and he told me what I would do under mass law is if I believe this person was a danger, I would go to their home with a letter revoking their license, ask them to surrender their guns, and if they refused to surrender their guns, I would leave an officer at the home while I went and got a warrant, which would probably take me about an hour, and I would be back with a warrant and can take the gun. So this subject is entirely about mental health and how cruel and dangerous this bill would be to people who are dealing with mental health issues.
That's Jim Wallace, Executive Director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. And prior to hearing him, you heard from Representative David Linsky of Natick.